There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're live at Dark Matter at Jitex. We're in Zabil Hall 2. Let's talk to John Defterios. Should be joining us on the line from Abu Dhabi. CNN's John Defterios. John, good to talk to you.
Yeah, I can hear your crowd there. It's pretty exciting. We're going to have a crew from Marketplace Middle East at Jitex this week as well. It's quite a show.
Well, I can tell you, it seems, John, as though it's stepped up a gear this year. It seems extremely busy. Lots of emphasis on cybersecurity, but an awful lot to talk about. You're a veteran of a number of Jitex events, though, are you not?
Yeah, and I think also, Tim, beyond the cybersecurity, which is a great point you bring up, I think we should keep our eye on AI, as they say, artificial intelligence, because of the rollout both in the Middle East and internationally over the next 4 or 5 years. There's going to be a lot of advancements in terms of using data, using intelligence to make our lives easier, but it's a displacement if you don't manage it correctly. So it's one of these great transitions that we talk about, but I think it'll be part of the buzz of Jitex 2017 for sure.
It will do. John, let's talk about some of the other things that you're considering at the moment. First of all, the International Monetary Fund cautioning Saudi Arabia, be careful that reforms don't happen too quickly, because growth preservation is obviously paramount. That's something else you're considering.
Yes, in fact, I just wrote a piece on it today, something for a column and also for a program. And it's interesting because you hear a lot of different opinions. That's the International Monetary Fund saying, look, you grew 1.6% last year, but the campaign of austerity and transition, you're going to be lucky to grow in 2017. So you're starting to rebalance your budget. You're cutting some of the spending, but this has an impact when people don't know exactly where we're going. So they issued that sort of caution. Then in the last 15 minutes, I wanted to take a look at there's other voices in the debate, Tim. And Lloyd Blankfein, who is the CEO of Goldman Sachs, was suggesting, look, don't pause, push ahead, because you have this window to enact reform, and then you'll get the benefit on the delay afterwards. If you delay too long, you lose the momentum, and then you don't get the reforms you're looking for. So I call it the Great Balancing Act for Saudi Arabia. They need to push ahead. One senior official here in the UAE suggested, look, just think, John, if we didn't have the discussion, if this crown prince with the support of the king wasn't pushing this through, we'd have a Saudi Arabia burning through a lot more cash because of the oil correction in pricing. So it's good that he's doing it, but it's calibrating to get the right balance to push growth enough, but to reform spending, something that we've seen here in the UAE, which has been a much more measured than what we've seen in Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is much bigger in terms of an economy. So they do need to get it right, and that's what the IMF was suggesting.
And John, President Trump has obviously been occupied with some of the natural disasters and also, of course, the shooting in Las Vegas. But with his latest tweet firmly back with the focus on North Korea, he's suggesting only one thing will work and has warned that years of talks have led to nothing.
Yeah, I don't, to be candid, Natalie and Tim, I don't get the strategy on this one, because it leaves very little wiggle room, if you will, for negotiation. And I think we should go back to last week and his tweet about Rex Tillerson, his Secretary of State, saying, look, Rex, I respect you, but you're wasting your time over here on this shuttle diplomacy. I think most would argue that the shuttle diplomacy is not a waste of time if it prevents you from going to war. And I think there's an opportunity with the South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who came in to power kind of promising reconciliation and potentially unification, if they can unlock this war of words between the United States and North Korea, that potentially could get back to the bargaining table. But somebody needs to save face. And with a very aggressive tweet and saying we don't want back channels with North Korea, it makes it very difficult to leave the high-stakes, you know, shootout at the OK Corral via Twitter or via, you know, communications through the international media. And that's where we are right now. So I think we do need to be really careful. You put on the list of worries of 2015, I think this would be in the top one, two, or three, that you'd have an outbreak of violence in the Korean Peninsula and the U.S. taking the first measures. And we have to go back to, you know, Tillerson stayed in office, Natalie. You know, he didn't step down. But behind the scenes, you know, there's huge amount of tensions between he and Trump. He kind of put a brave face on it to at this live press conference last week. But he doesn't dispute what he thought about President Trump. He just said he's loyal to the administration, loyal to the government, and will work with Trump, but obviously doesn't share the same opinions. So if you don't have your two top diplomats, the president and the secretary of state, on the same page, it makes negotiations with Korea very difficult, and it's ratcheted up to the tensions that I personally don't feel comfortable with, and I think that most Americans would share the same view.
There are a number of tests politically and diplomatically at the moment for the United States, clearly, John, but also in terms of natural disasters. Hurricane Nate has made landfall in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Yeah, indeed. You know, Tim, it's interesting because we've had storm surges and it's causing flooding, and those are quite dramatic pictures that we've been watching on CNN the kind of last few hours. The good news is that it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. So it's a Category 1 hurricane. It's now backed off a tropical storm. But the winds are still 70 to 90 miles per hour, which is still enough to cause a lot of damage. For example, in Alabama, I think it's in Mobile, there's 56,000 homes without power, which is pretty extraordinary in itself. So this is a challenge despite the fact it's been downgraded. Nate caused a lot of problems. I was looking through the story today to see, you know, how much damage it caused prior to hitting U.S. landfall. And there was 28 people killed in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Honduras. I mean, it's packing a wild punch. So, yes, a challenge to the United States has been downgraded today. But the damage that we've seen in the Caribbean and Central America has been, you know, radical. And they're going to need support to rebuild again. So the altering of the weather cycle and the storm season we've seen in the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean has been one to remember, but we can't forget it because it's going to need kind of collective rebuilding, which is probably going to be in part due to the United States to pick up the pieces here, particularly in Puerto Rico. We've seen the negative press there because of the reaction time to solve the problems.
John, unfortunately, events like this time does tend to run away with us. It's the buzz of events like this. That's all the time we've got today. Do appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize for anything. You guys are busy at work. Come on, this is the name of the game.
That's how it works. John Defterio, CNN in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai in the next couple of days. John, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Take care, you guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.